Tenants' rights groups protested in the Bronx and via Zoom over what they fear is a looming housing crisis for tens of thousands of out-of-work New Yorkers struggling to pay rent. The bills all have majority party Democratic sponsors in both houses of the legislature. One, sponsored by Senator Julia Salazar and Assemblywoman Yulene New, would free tenants from having to pay back rent beginning on March 7th of this year. That's when the pandemic intensified in New York. Rent would not be due again until 90 days after New York's ongoing state of emergency is lifted. It would also freeze rents at pre-pandemic levels for 5 years. Another bill by Senator Zelnor Myrie and Assemblymember Karinas Reyes prohibits evictions during the duration of the COVID-19 emergency and also prevents courts from issuing any judgments against tenants or acting on foreclosures. A third would provide housing vouchers to homeless New Yorkers or those in danger of losing their homes.
Esteban, are you here?
I am here. How you doing?
Esteban Heron with the Crown Heights Tenant Union says while he's representing many tenants unable to meet rent payments through his organization, he's also struggling to pay his own rent. Heron is recovering from COVID and still suffers from complications, including breathing problems and blood clots. He says he and his husband, who also had the virus, did not lose income due to the pandemic-related shutdown, so they don't qualify for unemployment, but they have had a lot of unexpected and costly medical expenses.
We had to decide if we were going to pay rent or if we were going to be able to buy food and medicine and take care of the things that this has caused for us. You know, I know that we can get back on our feet, but in the meantime, the bills are adding up, and my landlord is about to have the ability to make us homeless in a matter of just a few weeks.
Governor Andrew Cuomo issued an executive order prohibiting evictions for anyone who has not paid rent since mid-March. It expires August 20th. Heron says if the order expires without any additional action by the governor or the legislature, there will be a significant housing crisis.
There are desperate people trying to not get evicted right now, and we're not just gonna go quietly.
Amber Johnson with Citizen Action, speaking from her home outside Binghamton, says it's not just a New York City problem.
I'm hearing from people in regards to their landlords doing illegal evictions and them not feeling protected or empowered to really do anything, and, you know, really being scared of what's gonna happen once the moratorium is up in August. You know, some people, you know, in kind of a limbo stage, and some people, you know, really afraid what's gonna happen to them and their children.
The measures also include some protections for landlords who may have to make mortgage payments on their property or finance repairs and maintenance. It sets up a fund for small landlords, apartments managed by nonprofit organizations, and for housing authorities to help make up for their loss in income, says Lourdes Mello with Neighbors Together.
We're not trying to throw landlords under the buses. We're not trying to forget that they are also individuals who need to survive.
She says in one of the richest states in the wealthiest nation in the world, the money can be found. The governor has not yet said whether he will extend the moratorium on evictions. Legislative leaders have not yet committed to supporting the bills. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.